California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has been active in pushing for a number of health care reforms, but on one proposal he's recently backpedaled. He gave a number of hospitals an extension on the deadline to make their buildings earthquake safe. Here's NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates.
In 1971, 49 people died in a veterans hospital when it collapsed during an earthquake in Sylmar, California. Soon after, laws mandating seismic upgrades for hospitals were passed. After the 6.7 Northridge quake in 1994, even more stringent laws required the state's hospital buildings to upgrade yet again by 2008 or risk closure. And that was just an interim measure. Another law decreed that by 2030, all hospitals must be seismically sound enough to remain standing and open for business after a serious quake. A lengthy, expensive process.
A hospital construction project, to get it through the approval process and to get it built, is somewhere in the neighborhood of an 8-year project.
That's David O'Neill, a program officer at the California Healthcare Foundation. It co-authored a study with the RAND Corporation on how California's 2,500 hospital buildings were doing in the effort to comply with seismic upgrades. Here's what they concluded.
Basically, what we found is hospitals were behind schedule, and that the state would be faced with the question of whether or not those hospitals would have to take those buildings out of service, or the policy question, I gather, is whether or not some modification should be made to the deadline.
That's exactly what Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger chose to do. Last month, he extended the deadlines for certain hospitals to meet seismic upgrade requirements, since many hospitals, especially financially challenged ones, wouldn't have been able to meet the deadline anyway. State Senator Elaine Contaminas-Alquist was one of the few in the legislature who disapproved. She worries that the next big quake will occur before hospitals are safe.
In all probability, there's a 30% chance we're going to have a big earthquake in California in the next 10 years and a 70% probability in the next 20 years. And we have many hospitals that haven't even put a shovel into the ground yet.
That might be because after upgrading became law, hospitals made the unpleasant discovery that retrofitting is hugely expensive. Many hospitals decided to rebuild instead of upgrade. St. John's, a private hospital in Santa Monica, was one of them. When the Northridge quake severely damaged many of its buildings, St. John's began to construct new ones. Out in front of one of the newly completed buildings, Vice President Maura Weinsberg shows us how the hospital has juggled construction and patient service concurrently.
So we've been in a period with old buildings, half old building and half new building. And as you can see out here, the parking lot at the moment has a big crane being moved in.
Weinsberg takes us into the bowels of one of the new buildings to show off his base isolators. These look like 4-foot black cakes bracketed by steel plates. Inside the cake are over 50 alternating layers of rubber and steel that allow the 72 isolators to absorb an earthquake's energy and keep the hospital stable.
When there's an earthquake, people think of going to the hospital for help, but we want to make sure the hospital's open.
Other hospitals may not be. A seismic reassessment using new technology will allow some hospitals' risk to be downgraded. Stephanie Roberson of the California Nurses Association says the extensions and downgrades ignore the inevitability of a large tumbler.
Delaying compliance equals people losing their lives, and we just can't stand for that.
Jan Emerson of the California Hospital Association believes the trade-off is necessary.
It is a trade-off, but it is one that will protect the ability of hospitals who serve high numbers of uninsured and low-income people in a community, the ability to keep their doors open while they go through the process of building a completely new hospital.
That's a process that will cost billions of dollars. And the conversation about where that money will come from in California's debt-plagued economy hasn't yet begun. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.